My name is Stuart Landers. I am a senior consultant and the director of our Boston office for U.S. Health Services at John Snow, Inc., a research public health and consulting firm. And my presentation today is on evaluating changes in the emergency department following an initiative to expand primary care. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So this study took place in Milford, Massachusetts, which is a small city but a regional center southwest of Boston, actually in Worcester County in central Massachusetts. They have a population of about 27,000 people. The unemployment rate was 4.2% in April of 2015, so it's a real kind of working class, reasonably affluent sort of exurb of Boston. As you'll see, the Latino population and other refugee and immigrant populations have increased dramatically over the past decade plus. In 2010, responding to anecdotal reports of increased emergency department utilization by individuals who were non-English speaking and who lacked a primary care provider, the Milford Regional Medical Center sought partners and resources to address a perceived lack of primary care and those changing demographics. In 2011, they received what's called a synergy grant from the Health Foundation of Central Massachusetts to form the Greater Milford Health Access Coalition to address that problem. And John Snow Inc., or JSI, was selected as the project evaluator. In 2011, the coalition determined that supporting the Edward M. Kennedy Community Health Center, which is based in Worcester, Massachusetts, to expand and open a satellite office in Milford would be the best solution for increasing access to primary care. And in March 2014, that community health center opened its satellite office in Milford. I don't know if anyone's familiar with what it takes to open a community health center. It took all of a good part of 2011 and all of 2012 and 2013. Most of 2012 was spent trying to identify and sign a lease without letting the community know that a community health center was going to be sited in the city, because even in progressive Massachusetts, there's been a lot of backlash around the opening of community health centers in many of the smaller cities and towns. In fact, there was an election going on, and one of the hot button issues was that an undocumented individual had killed a Milford resident in a motor vehicle accident. And so one of the candidates ran with that as their basic ticket. So when that lease was signed early at the end of 2012, early 2013, then it took another year to do the build out and get the necessary approvals and permits from our beloved and beleaguered Department of Public Health. In 2013 and 2014, Milford Regional Medical Center received grants from the Mass Executive Office of Health and Human Services to conduct outreach activities to link emergency department patients to primary care. Sorry, that got cut off. So with those funds, community health workers were hired to link patients without primary care providers from the Milford Regional Medical Center Emergency Department to the new community health center, as well as other primary care doctors. But there was definitely, again, had been perceived a lack of access to existing primary care provider practices in Milford and some of the surrounding towns, especially those that would take Medicaid and low-income individuals and that had sort of culturally appropriate services. So what we did was compared 2 6-month time periods, April 1st to September 30th, and we compared the emergency department utilization in the 6 months of April to September in 2013, prior to the community health center opening, and then again in 2014, following the community health center opening. And we should say, when the community health center opened in March, it was pretty much already at full utilization based on being able to book appointments and link patients to care. We generated descriptive statistics and conducted chi-square tests to look at significant differences between the groups. And here are our results. So again, first of all, just in looking at the Milford region and the surrounding towns, the map I showed at the beginning, the population had increased. Is an increasing area of population in the state. Increases in pretty much all the categories. But as you see, in particularly for the Latino population, there was a doubling of that population. There are also, within the broad Hispanic Latino population, large numbers of Brazilians and Ecuadorians. There are also large numbers of Egyptians going to Milford. And so a large increase generally in the foreign-born category as well. Now, in terms of the patient visits, what we saw is that patient visits continue to increase. We don't expect to see any decrease in emergency department visits because of the growing population. And in fact, the Milford Regional Medical Center completed an expansion of its emergency department. So those numbers, which opened toward the end of 2014, early 2015. So those numbers will probably go up even more, both visits and patients. But if you look at the number changes in number of visits with no primary care, that decreased from 18% in 2013 to 11% in 2014. And in terms of the numbers of folks without insurance, that decreased from 1,526 to 922. Now, this was obviously in the Affordable Care Act era. However, in Massachusetts, healthcare reform took place in 2007, and so by roughly 2011, we already had less than 3%, closer to 2% of the population uninsured. So we do think this represents some linkage to care and linkage to insurance, which was also part of what the community health workers did. And we also saw a reduction in the people showing up in the emergency department for less severe conditions. And yeah, I think I have this slide summarizes that so you can see the bigger picture. ES1 is most severe, ES5 is the mildest. So you see both ESI5 and ESI4. We presented ESI4 as a statistically significant decrease, but you see that was for both ends of both the sort of most mild and the next to most mild went down. So we thought that also represented a success in terms of linking people to primary care. So in summary, there was a lower percentage of patients that had no primary care provider, had no health insurance, and presented with a less severe diagnosis. So in a region of growing population and changing demographics, emergency department use based both on visits and patients continued to increase overall, but with improved linkages to primary care, the percent of emergency department patients without a primary care provider decreased, percentage with no insurance decreased, and a drop was seen in the level of severity for emergency department visits. And I want to thank my co-authors, Ellen Friedman, who works at the Milford Regional Medical Center, Molly Higgins Biddle, that did the analysis. And thanks to the folks in the Milford Regional Emergency Emergency Department who were incredibly helpful and do incredibly great work, and the funders, the Health Foundation of Central Massachusetts and the Mass Executive Office of Health and Human Services. Thank you.